Welcome back. It's time now for our two and two. Two stocks Brad is watching and two stocks I'm watching during today's session. Now let's first take a look at shares of Capri, the parent company of brands including Versace, Jimmy Choo, and Michael Kors. Now this company just reported earnings results this morning that topped estimates, and plus its outlook was also rosier than expected. And as we can see, those shares are currently up about 8% with less than 30 minutes to go in today's session. But for the third quarter, revenue was up 24% to reach $1.6 billion. Michael Kors sales specifically were the biggest contributor, rising 20% to $1.2 billion. But revenue growth rates at Versace and Jimmy Choo were much higher at 29% and 47% over last year, respectively. Now, Capri also raised its forecast for the full year, citing a continued recovery from the pandemic. And it now sees full year sales coming in at about $5.6 billion, whereas it saw $5.4 billion previously. Switching gears here, there are also shares of Match Group that I'm watching. Now, this is the company that owns a portfolio of dating apps, including Tinder, OkCupid, and Hinge. Those shares are also up today, even after the company posted results yesterday that largely missed estimates across most major metrics. Now, the company swung to an adjusted loss of 60 cents per share, whereas Wall Street was looking for earnings of 60 cents a share for the latest quarter. And revenue of $806 million rose 24% over last year, but still missed the $819 million that consensus analysts were looking for. Now, the company said that renewed COVID impacts in key markets, including Japan, have been weighing on results, and Omicron had also started to reduce mobility in many markets starting in early December. But nevertheless, some analysts on Wall Street have struck an upbeat tone on Match Group's future, and JP Morgan analyst led by Corey Carpenter wrote in a recent note, quote, overall, Match results were impacted by FX and Omicron largely as expected, but we thought commentary around Tinder engagement, Hinge momentum, and HyperConnect stabilization reflect healthy underlying trends. And as we can see, that stock is still up about 6% this afternoon. Brad?
All right, so two companies that I'm keeping an eye on. First and foremost, got to talk about PayPal and the no good, very bad day that they are having. Take a look at shares right now. You're seeing them down by 24, nearly 25%. They are on course for their worst trading day. And you think about this company and the subsidiaries that they own in Venmo, of course. On the earnings call, they did show, and this went in tandem with the bad outlook that they reported after the close in their earnings results yesterday. On the call, though, they said that they're redirecting their spend towards high value customer acquisition and engagement channels. And over the next 12 months, as these less engaged customers naturally roll off, they're looking for material reductions in quarterly net adds. And so this, again, could end as the worst trading day ever for the company. And we'll see exactly where shares settle at 4 p.m. Also, I want to check in on shares of GILD, Gilead Sciences, of course, one of the very popular names earlier on in the pandemic for the treatment remdesivir that they had been able to bring to market and get authorization for as a way to combat the more severe symptoms if a patient was hospitalized due to COVID-19. However, in this most recent earnings report, their fourth quarter 2022 revenue of $7.2 billion that actually reflected a decrease of 2% compared to the same period in 2020. And that is due to decreased demand for Veklury, formerly known as remdesivir, and particularly offset by some pricing dynamics as well that they had seen. And so those Veklury sales, previously remdesivir, as I noted, those sales were down 30% in this most recent quarter. Keep a close eye going into the closing cross of GILD, but those shares down here on the day. And so those are the two companies that I'm tracking here on the day. Emily, we'll see exactly where the dust settles here.